The Trev Report for 2005-10-07. Hello everyone and welcome once again to your monthly Trev Report, wherein you shall find musings about the goings-on of Trevor Manaw in these carefree times. And now, on with the report. Trev's love life. Signe got a new job in Hamada, a city about 1.5 hours drive from our house, for 2 days a week. She also got her old job at Miyoshi High School back for another 2 days a week. This is great news for us here. The extra income will go towards our debts. The only downside to the new situation is that since Hamada is a good distance away and she is teaching in the evenings there, she only stays over in Hamada one night each week. It's not so bad, but still downside. Besides that, we are just living life over here. We're both getting over a cold, so we didn't do much last weekend, but most weekends we hang out with people in nearby Unna. Life is going pretty smooth for us for the most part. Trevor's study. Ever since the new school semester had started, I have classes to teach every day. My rigid study schedule that carried me through the summer days has been thrown asunder. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with it all. I'm working through a management textbook I bought, which is insightful, but only scratches the surface of the field. When I'm reading the book, I can't help but think how easy it is to become a bad manager. It takes focused effort to manage well. I just hope I can rise up to that level. I'm trying to read the news every day as well. Before this summer, I almost never read the news, with the exception of technology news or articles about specific things about something I wanted to look into or something. I'd learned a lot about the world just from reading the news sites like the Christian Science Monitor and the Economist every day, but I haven't made time to read them all the way through. I try to cover the major international news stories at the very least. My Japanese, though, has been going to pot. Fortunately for me, though, I just got the application for the 2005-2006 Shizuoka Translation Contest. The application has a lot of stuff to translate in it, so I have to... I've decided to take part of my free time at work to start working on that. I prefer not to work at home, so I try to do most of it at work, like I said, but sometimes it just isn't possible. In all honesty, I'm quite lucky to have a job where I can afford to do so much, but I suppose that will eventually, I'll have to develop a work ethic at home as well. Trev's work. Work is picking up. I visited the two local elementary schools this month for the first time since spring. All the super cute little kids are still super cute and still packed full of insane amounts of excess energy. I love teaching at the elementary schools, but it really works me to the bone. No free time there. Speaking of elementary schools, next year I intend to apply for a job here in Shimane where I would be teaching elementary schools full time. It's a competitive position, so I'm not sure if I'll get it, but I'd love to have it. It'd mean that Signe and I would be locked in for at least another 2 years here in Shimane, which would be great. I know I could get another job outside the JET program, but I'd rather stay in the program as long as I can, since, you know, the workload is small and the pay is the best in Japan, at least in when you're talking about English teaching jobs. Signe is trying for the program next year as well, so hopefully she gets in too. The JET program is a really great thing to do, so I think you should all do it. It's great. Come over to Japan. It's awesome. Good times. Okay. Trev's computers. My computers are running A-okay. Actually, I got a virus this month. It really annoyed me, right? So, like, I started using this virus protection program for the first time ever. I'd never used virus protection programs. I'm like, I don't need them, right? Because I'm smart. But, oh no, I'm not smart. I'm really dumb. So, I need a virus protection program now. And so... I'm dumb now, and it's very annoying. So compounding this me being dumb with the computers thing, I was in class the other day, and one of my English teachers wanted to use projector to connect to her laptop to do a little slideshow of Mother's Lullaby, if you know that, you know, it's a depressing story, whatever. And so I'm like, no problem, I can do it. You know, I'm a computer genius. I go up there, and I try to plug it in, and we get it all set up, and all the students are waiting. And I can't get to work. And I sit there for like 5 minutes. And the teacher's like, let's just show it on the laptop screen. I'm like, no, I can do it. So he's like, That's just showing the laptop screen. I felt so dumb. I was like, oh my god, I am no longer a computer genius. I'm so stupid. So after class, we get back, and the social studies teacher shows us all you have to do is press F10 to do it. The social studies teacher knows more about computers than I do. I'm officially retarded. 3 years of not programming has turned me into a Luddite. Seriously, man. Oh, so really depressing. Anyway, over that. I started playing Archaea again. Archaea, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's this text-based MMORPG, and it's really cool, and I like it. It's fun. One of my buddies, Dan Yamaguchi, plays too, so sometimes I see him online. He's totally obsessed. I got him into it, and he's like way more obsessed than I am. I just like hanging out and stuff. But if you want to jump on and say hi, my character's name is Ilmzaw. It's really hard to spell. I-L-I-M-L-Z-A. Don't ask me why. Anyway, so the cool thing is this is a big month for my blog. I've been blogging almost daily for about a year now, and that's really cool. Been doing it in Japanese, English, and the kanji thing, doing a kanji a day, which is really cool. And I'm really proud of myself for doing that. Goat, goat. And this is also 1 month anniversary of me doing an audio blog of my bloggy blog, you know. Like this, like speaking and putting it on the internet so no one listens to it at times. Anyway, so really proud of myself there, and I'm great. Well, anyway, okay, about Trev's Entertainment. Thanks to the wonder that is BitTorrent. If you don't know what BitTorrent is, you should look into it if you don't live in America, because it's this peer-to-peer file sharing program thing, and you can download all the TV shows that you really want to watch like seconds after they've finished airing. It's totally awesome. Anyway, so Signe and I just finished watching the first parts of SG-1 Season 9, Atlantis Season 2, and like our personal favorites, the new Battlestar Galactica Season 2. The first 10 episodes just ended. Great show. If you like sci-fi, watch it. It's awesome. And so now we're watching Lost Season 2, which is cool, crazy, creep cool. Love that show. And Desperate Housewives, which is sort of guilty pleasure kind of thing. And we're also watching The Daily Show each week. You know, ever since I started doing this reading the news thing, everyone, you know, doing watching The Daily Show too is like a news supplement, I think. That's how I think of it. And it's funny. And you know, but there's one thing that I don't do much around here in Japan, even, and that's watch anime. I think if I go back to America, I'll definitely get into watching anime a little bit more than I do now, because I don't now. So I really miss doing it, and you know, it's just a part of me that I'd like back one day. Next up, Trev's 1 point Japanese lesson. So you want to learn Japanese? That's great. Let's review how to conjugate E adjectives. Okay. So the present positive of an E adjective is the stem of the adjective plus E. If you want to do past positive, it's the stem plus kunai. Negative present tense is the stem plus kunai. What? Oh man, look. I messed up on this thing. That's embarrassing. So The past positive is stem plus katta, and the present negative is stem plus kunai. I made a mistake there. If you actually got this far listening to my thing, then you can make a note of that. And past negative is stem plus kunakatta. So anyway, I'll take an example like oki. Oki means big. Even sounds big, right? So the present tense is oki. The past tense is okikatta. The past negative is okikunakatta, and the present negative is okikunai. Okay, so you can sort of see that those kind of things. Try to conjugate some of these E adjectives yourself. Chisai, small. Utsukushi, beautiful. urusai, noisy, tanoshi, fun, okashi, strange, hanashi, sad. You know, try doing it yourself. No, you can do it. You're great. Number one. You'll be fine. All right. Keep up your studies. Work hard. Japanese can be fun and rewarding. I know it's fun and rewarding to me, even though I'm not very good at it. But I'm going to keep on learning it, and I'm going to keep on giving you these half-assed lessons if you listen. And that's about it for this time. Drop me a line if you've gotten this far in this recording. I'm impressed with you. Good job. Way to waste some time in your day. I always like hearing from you. Send me an email, whatever. Post comments on my blog site. Always makes me feel good. All right. Till next month, take care. Yours, Trev.